It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
I'm here at the Microsoft Technology Center in Waltham, Massachusetts for CRM Incubation Week. We've amassed five startups to go through and learn about CRM as an XRM platform and build out their solution using Microsoft resources in terms of hardware and people, as well as business advisors. So we should have a great week. We're going to learn about each one. They were culled down from a list of 30 potential candidates down to these five. So let's go learn more about these startups. Hi, I'm Larry Gregory. I'm here at Microsoft Incubation Week in Boston. I'm joined today by Jennifer, Sandy, Tony, and Jim from MyStaffing CRM. They provide solutions for the human resources industry. So why don't we start by telling me a little bit about your solution?
Our solution is geared towards recruiters. Basically, what our solution does is it goes out and allows the recruiter to search and spider through resumes online, create a database of those resumes, and then be able to track that candidate through the process.
Okay. And would it be recruiting firms or individual recruiters that you would view as your customer?
We're targeting recruiting firms and in-house recruiters. So normally a company that is over 500 employees will have an in-house recruiting team. Otherwise, a company will often outsource that to a recruiting firm. So either group will use our system.
So they need two selling strategies, I guess. One is for an organization, one is for individuals.
Right. We're creating industry solution packs that can be added onto our solution. So we have a solution pack for the healthcare industry, the public sector, the recruitment firm industry, and the energy industry.
Great. So. Tell me about the technology that you're using to create the solution.
It's built on the Microsoft CRM platform. We've also developed pages in Silverlight to offer more of a rich user experience for the recruiter. And we're combining that with reporting services, some online portals, and some integrations via web services.
Okay, great. And as you kind of see what you created here at Incubation Week, what's the net new that you're creating this week that's unique from when you walked in the door?
We're starting with a Silverlight piece that Tony has worked with Microsoft to develop. That'll basically allow the recruiter to go out and look at the applicant, the resume, and then look at the rankings associated with it and highlight that piece of the resume that the ranking is part of.
Right. It's a very simple way for the recruiter to see at a glance the job, the resume, and then provide rankings so that in the future, if that candidate isn't a fit for the job, that candidate will pop up on similar jobs so that they can easily recruit that candidate for other jobs.
I can see that being very useful, having been in the hiring position a number of times. So.
Yes. Often candidates get lost in the shuffle.
Exactly, yeah. So. You see it once and it's not on your radar again, so that's great. What advice from a technologist perspective would you give to other startup entrepreneurs and developers that are just getting their feet wet?
I would say definitely just jump in and try things out. We've learned a lot from blogs. Jim has provided us great information. So obviously, you know, you can't always have an MVP mentor you. If you can, recommend that. Otherwise, use the blogs and read books and just jump in there and try it.
Okay. What do you see as the next few steps for MyStaffing CRM when you leave here?
I think the next thing for us to do is to continue to expand our market. As Jennifer mentioned earlier, we're looking at getting into different industries, specifically healthcare, energy, and the public sector. So that's really the next area that we would like to focus our efforts on.
So thank you both for, and thank you all of you actually, for being part of the Incubation Week and for sharing your thoughts.
It's been great, and we're really excited that we were able to be a part of this week. So.
Excellent.
With My Staffing CRM, a recruiter can seamlessly manage their candidates. When she logs in the morning, she sees a dashboard with all her job openings. She can tell exactly which job openings need the highest priority and which candidates are in the queue. We click on the job openings section of My Staffing CRM. We see a list of all the openings that she's working on at this time. We open up one of the job openings and go to work. The first thing the candidate does is leverage her existing candidate pool. She'll click on the Recommended Candidates button to see which candidates are recommended from the job. From here, she can select the list of candidates and click OK to apply them to the position. These candidates are recommended because they have been ranked highly for this type of job. Then we'll click Close. My Staffing CRM can also search an external resume database. So we'll click on the External Resume Database button and we'll be directed to Talent Filter. From here, if desired, the recruiter can enter criteria to search resume databases that are both free and paid resume databases. We'll click on the information link in the left nav of the job opening and click on the account name to open the account. Each job opening from My Staffing CRM is automatically posted to a career site. If you double click on the job site URL, you can see the career site. This is a candidate portal where candidates can apply to jobs and register their interest. They can also check their status. So we'll close that window. And all jobs are automatically posted as well to the recruiter's Twitter URL. So if you double click on that URL, you can see where the jobs are automatically being posted to a Twitter feed. The recruiter doesn't need to do anything for those jobs to be posted. Alright, so back in the job opening, we won't click on this section, but another option the recruiter has is to post the job to paid job boards such as CareerBuilder and Monster, and over 100 other job boards. So she can do that with just a click of the mouse. When she has a candidate pool that she wants to review, the recruiter clicks on the Review Candidates button. She can quickly step through each resume and compare the qualifications of the job with the candidate's qualifications. The recruiter then ranks the candidate against the job. Those candidates who are a good fit, either an A or a B candidate, are automatically emailed. The candidates that aren't rated as highly are stored in the candidate pool for potentially a future job that they are better suited for. So the recruiter can easily scroll through the resume if desired. All right, we'll close that out. And one thing that My Staffing CRM wants to do is keep in front of the recruiter's mind to always be targeting a time to fill. So there are quite a few metrics that are tracked, including dates, target time to fill days, days since the job was active. And under the Metrics tab, the recruiter can see charts that show her at a glance how many days she has left to fill the job before she has failed to meet her target time to fill. And this allows jobs to be filled more quickly so that more placements are filled within a shorter amount of time. So as you can see, My Staffing CRM, which is built on the Microsoft CRM platform, can greatly reduce the time to fill, find the best quality candidates with minimal effort so that recruiters can focus on the relationships with the candidates and making the best quality fills.